The wisdom hidden is not hidden from us. It is hidden for us. It's in a mystery. It is a mystery. And without faith and without revelation and without the Spirit of God, you ain't gonna get it.
God wants to reveal His mysteries to you by His Spirit and through the power of His Word, renewing your mind. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he teaches on knowing the mysteries of the kingdom. Coming up on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's open our Bibles once again tonight to the 29th chapter of Deuteronomy in that 29th verse. And let's put our eyes on that again. And you can see what's happening when you read this verse. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. Now, let's read that scripture we read in the book of Luke in the 8th chapter in verse 10. Jesus said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries." Underline the word mysteries. "It is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see and hearing they might not understand." And then he taught, "On the sower sows the word." Now, but look what he said. "It is given unto you to know." That means that that is a gift. It's for anybody that'll receive it. Amen. Now, the revelation, things received by revelation, and we talked some last night about that and a little bit about it this morning, but we want to go into another area about revealed knowledge, revelation knowledge, natural knowledge is what comes through the five physical sense gates. And as we said last night, that when we're dealing with that kind of knowledge only, then we have certain problems with it. The person that's doing the teaching is limited in five physical sense knowledge. The person hearing it is limited in five physical sense knowledge. And the problem of it is, we have had certain things that influenced our thinking since the day we were born. And particularly when, like it is today in the body of Christ, we're, thank God, no longer just one little group of people and another little group over here and another little group over there that all think alike, all grew up alike. No, we're not like that anymore. And like I quoted Creflo last night, but for those of you that weren't here, Brother Creflo said, "I don't understand why the white man claps on 1, 2, 3, 4. He said, "I don't understand that." He said, "You know, the way I was brought up, we clap on 1, 2, 3, 4. But he said, if we get together, we don't miss a beat. But now see, well, the problem, like just like in this room, we were raised in different environments, and someone can say a word and you get all kinds of different ideas, and everybody's sitting there nodding yes. Somebody says love. And you got you know, what do we got in here? 2,500, 3,000 people or whatever it is in here tonight. And there'd probably be 1,800 different ideas of what love is. Until you get over in the Word. Amen. And you find out God is love. Amen. Whoa. Amen. Now, don't you just love my new suit? Yes. No. I enjoy my new suit. I don't love it. Well, yeah, there you go, just picking it. No, I'm not picking, I'm training. Amen. Amen. I'm training in something very, very powerful. Because God is love, and we've been too loose with the word love. But this is what I'm talking about. Now then, throughout the room, you got a revelation. Yeah. Now I know what God was saying when he said, don't love the things of the world.
That's right. Amen.
That don't mean I can't have a suit. Yeah. It means don't love the thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You see it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now there are people that read that scripture and said, we ain't supposed to have anything. No, that ain't right. That's a ditch on the other side of the road.
That's right.
But you need a revelation of what he's talking about.
Amen.
And by the Spirit of God, I just gave it to you. How'd I do that? Because he gave it to me.
Amen.
Well, actually, I got it from someone else. See, that's the way revelation works. It puts us on God's level of thinking.
Amen.
He said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. But don't stop there. Come on up here with me.
Amen.
My word goes forth out of my mouth. It'll not return void. And it will prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. So he's giving us thoughts to think and words to say, and it comes up by the Spirit of God, and he's not hindered. Your spirit is not hindered like your flesh is. Your five physical senses are dependent on a lot of stuff, I mean, but not your spirit. And if you put the Word of God first place in your life, this begins to renew your mind. And as it renews your mind and changes the way you think and changes the way you see things, you begin to talk like Jesus. You begin to see things like Jesus. You begin to act like Jesus, and you get His results. And that, folks, that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Now that's enough right there. That's enough. It was worth everything right there to come to church tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So now, unto you it is given to know the mysteries. Say mysteries.
Mysteries.
Of the kingdom of God. Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Revelation knowledge. First, let me say this first. Faith begins where the will of God is known. When you have alternative ideas, you become double-minded. And the Apostle James talked about the double-minded man. He said, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Any man that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men. All men. Not just the saved ones. All men. He'll give you the wisdom to get born again. Amen. Yeah. See? And he upbraids not. Upbraid means find fault. You don't come to God and say, I want your wisdom. And he comes back and says, no, I ain't giving you this wisdom. You ain't old enough. Well, it ain't my fault. Come on. No, he doesn't find fault.
That's right.
Otherwise, how could you get rid of your faults?
Exactly.
If your faults kept him, what? You just got a revelation right then.
Amen.
Amen. Now, he says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. How do you not waver? Is by going to the Word, the written Word of God is the will of God, and Jesus called it the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. It's all here. There's not anything in human existence, no problem, no idea, no situation that is not covered in this book. The Lord just checked me on that. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. I just work here. You understand? All right. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I tell you, I love this book. Whoa. Hallelujah. Well, let's just start reading with the first verse. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. He's talking about born again people. He's not talking about that. That's actually a translation of the word mature. How we speak the wisdom among them that are mature believers, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Underline it, put a flag over it or something. Say it, mystery.
Mystery.
I've been given to know and understand the mysteries of the kingdom. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The wisdom hidden is not hidden from us. It is hidden for us. It's in a mystery. It is a mystery. And without faith, and without revelation, and without the Spirit of God, you ain't gonna get it. Are you hearing me? The devil can't get in there. God will give you answers that the devil doesn't know anything about. He'll give you a solution that nobody ever heard of. Oh, yeah. Mysteries. Now, read along with me. We'll talk about that a little more in a minute. God ordained this wisdom in these mysteries hidden for our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. That's talking about principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in heavenly places. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, the devil thought he had him. This was a mystery hidden in God and hidden in Christ. Well, you want me to tell you something else? You and I are hidden in Christ. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God.
See?
We know things the devil don't know.
Amen.
Well, how does he find out stuff? Because people blab their mouths.
Amen. That's right.
He don't know anything. He don't know what's on the inside of you. Mm. Unless it's something he put there and you fell for it. Mm. Now look at this now very carefully. Now watch it. None of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That was a hidden mystery. But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But that's verse 10. Look at verse 10. But he hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Woo-hoo-hoo. I don't preach me happy again. Glory to God. It's all in here. When we got born again, all of these things entered into our hearts. The scripture he quoted is an old covenant scripture, and you couldn't get that when you couldn't get born again. They were dead in the spirit. But when Jesus was raised from the dead and provided for us the new birth, we're born of his spirit. We're born from above. We're born of an incorruptible seed by the word of God that lives and abides forever. Glory to God. It is in here. Well, you just never know. Don't ever say that again. Well, I just don't know. What'd you say? I don't know. What is it you don't know? Well, I don't know. I just don't know. The God living in you knows everything.
Right.
And you are in full contact with him.
Amen.
And it's been given unto you to know the mysteries. Even where your car keys are.
Amen.
Now, I'm telling you, hey, now listen to me. This is very serious business. It's humorous to begin, but when you get right down into the middle of it, it ain't funny. Because this costs heaven a big price to get this where you and I know.
Amen.
We know God.
Amen.
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 I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes and then I'm going to prove it. And you're going to be glad.
Yes, sir.
Because you know more than you think you do. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be walking around the house saying, y'all help me. I lost my car keys and I don't know where they are. I've lost my keys. I've lost my keys. Well, how could you ever find them? You keep saying you lost them. Now, God will help you out, and you'll just stumble across them, stick your hand, find them in your bathrobe or something. But that's just living natural. And you, if you're going to walk in the supernatural, but the moment those keys are not where they're supposed to be, here's another thing. Pray and ask God, where should I be putting the keys all the time? Find a place and put them there all the time. Well, I just have a hard time. I can't hardly do that. Would you just hush and grow up and ask God and find a place to put the key? Well, I'm just not kind of good at that kind of. Yes, you are, darling. Can Papa be straight with you here for a minute? You just lazy. I still love you. You still love me? No, you just stop. You stop right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know where my keys are. And my ministering angels know where those keys are. And I know where those keys are. That knowledge is on the inside of me. Now that's, I'm talking spiritually here. But now wait a minute. Let's talk about it in the natural here for a moment. Everything your eyes have ever seen in your life is stored in your non-conscious mind. It's in your brain right now. All of it. Except for those things that have been purged by the blood of Jesus. But now, oh, it's there. I mean, a bird just flew across. Did you know that your human brain has the capacity to store information for 3 million years before it would fill it up? It is the only physical organ in your body that never ages. This is scientific facts. Caroline Leaf is one of the outstanding neuroscientists in the United States. She was born in South Africa, and she and Mac lived in South Africa. In fact, her husband, Mac, got born again in a service that I was preaching in Johannesburg.
That's right.
And he got saved. He's in the contracting business. But she's been on the Word of Faith since she's a child. Put the Word of God first place in her life. And this is what has thrust her forward, because the things that she wrote in her thesis, her doctrinal thesis years ago, the scientific world said is ludicrous. And today it's accepted science. She took the Word of God first and applied the Word first and made the science fit the Word instead of the other way around. And God began to reveal things to her. And you need to get a hold of her book. She's got one that Who Switched Off My Brain, and the other one's Who Turned It On. So, you know. But now here's this. The physical brain, they used to think that once you lost brain cells, it was over. But no. And that's one of the things that they said that she said it was totally wrong. But now they know it's true. You can restore brain cells. Amen.
Amen.
And that the brain never ages. And it doesn't go bad on you because you get older. It goes bad on you because you quit using it.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you something else. Why the brain goes bad? It's not from age. It's from fear, unforgiveness, and toxic thinking. The brain was not wired for unforgiveness and blasphemous language and those things. It doesn't function well under those conditions. This is proven stuff. Of course, we know it from the Word, but this is proven. When you engage in unforgiveness or gossip, you actually cause brain damage.
Yes. That's right.
Your brain goes into chaos, and it doesn't do its chemistry like it's supposed to. You got hormones going in the wrong place. You got proteins going wild, and you're actually destroying the little trees that are inside your brain. But you can change all that. And she's one of the people that actually proved that by renewing your mind, you can change your DNA. You're a natural physical DNA. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn it around that quick.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God.
Dr. Leaf was telling Gloria me, she said, it is a proven fact. You can change anything in 21 days. You can reconstruct your brain in 21 days. Man, this is big.
What if you had someone who could help you make the right decision, pick good relationships, and choose the right road? You do. Get to know the Him in the Holy Spirit in You package, which includes the teaching series and study guide, The Holy Spirit by Kenneth Copeland, and the mini book, God's Will is the Holy Spirit by Gloria Copeland. The Holy Spirit teaching series and study guide by Kenneth Copeland is a great foundational resource for every believer. Get back to the basics. See how God gave you the Holy Spirit to be your comforter, teacher, counselor, and friend. Be directed by Him. Walk in His supernatural power every day and into the destiny God has for you. God's Will is the Holy Spirit, a mini book by Gloria Copeland, shares the scriptures about the Holy Spirit God has provided for you to be successful in life. Receive the answers you need, the direction you're looking for, and the power to walk daily in the Holy Spirit. Develop a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. Order the Holy Spirit in You package on CD with accompanying study guide, and you'll also receive Gloria Copeland's book, God's Will is the Holy Spirit. Order today for only $29.99, a savings of 20%. Visit kcm.org/TV special and request your package today. Be guided from the inside into the destiny God has for you. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
We release our faith for the greatest Southwest Believers Convention in history.
What kind of convention are we at right now?
We will never accomplish apart what we could accomplish together. Not even close.
It's not you, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
From here on out, things are going to get greater. You're going to be glad you didn't give up.
And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be made whole.
This conference is going to be the best conference you've ever had in your life.
The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention at the Fort Worth Convention Center, June 29th through July 4th in Fort Worth, Texas. One word from God can change your life forever. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.